You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? I got a doozy for you today. What's that? A doozy. All right, first question I've got. Why are we allowing George Soros to continue doing what he does? Stage all these fake shootings and fund terrorist tragedies, and those are staged as well. And what, like, how are we allowing him to still live here? I'm going to tell you something really quick about somebody who doesn't like George Soros, and we should join forces with this person to rid George Soros from us once and for all. Okay, so I'm gonna read this to you. George Soros canceled a proposed humanitarian visit to the Philippines after President Duterte warned him there is a bounty on your head in these islands. Soros is a strong candidate for Southeast Asia's most unpopular man after being widely blamed for crashing the Thai and Malaysian economies in 1997 and sparking the Asian financial crisis through ruthless currency speculation. President Duterte has not forgiven the globalist financier. The man dubbed Duterte Harry by the Filipino people is also wise to the Soros agenda of divide and conquer and his brand of media manipulation. Does this all sound familiar yet, you guys? The Philippine House of Representatives approved a proposal last week to reinstate the death penalty, and the president took the opportunity to fire a warning at George Soros and says, "There is a special place in hell for you, idiot. Set one foot in this country, and my duty is to make you go straight there." Duterte and Soros have been locked in a war of words for years, with the Philippine president accusing Soros of destabilizing Asian democracies and financing editorial hit pieces against him and his country in media outlets around the world. Sounds familiar about the hit pieces that were put on me and all the people that were like me. Critics around the world, including the U.S. and in Soros' homeland of Hungary, say the liberal billionaire disguises himself as a humanitarian while causing chaos and manipulating the political landscape. Does this sound familiar yet? Duterte homed in on Human Rights Watch, which he said was attacking him to justify a $100 million 10-year grant globalist George Soros promised it 6 years ago. He says, "The Human Rights Watch of New York that belongs to Soros, Soros was a financier, that's him, it's his grant, they have funding money, they will really attack to justify it. They chose me, they're pounding on me, that is fine, editorials every day, I can swallow that." Corporate media hit pieces have influenced international opinion of Duterte, but in his own country he is revered. He boasts a massive 83% popular approval rating across the land. Unlike Trump, I'd like to point out. President Duterte rode into power campaigning on a ticket of major change, but unlike Western politicians who pay lip service to change before letting down their supporters, the Philippines president has delivered on his promises in spades. During the election campaign, Duterte urged the people to kill him if he failed to resolve crime and corruption in the country during the first 6 months of his term. Over 1 year into his term and he has delivered on his promises. Only 1 year it took him to deliver on all of his promises. I just want to point that out to all these Trump supporters. He's now famous for more than calling President Obama a quote-unquote son of a whore. At a regional summit in Laos last year, much to the Soros-influenced international community's outrage, Dirty Harry is shooting from the hip and cleaning up his country. How does Duterte get away with taking on the rich and the powerful, installing law and order, and going against the globalist agenda of chaos and destruction? The corporate media has no power over him. George Soros and corrupt oligarchs cannot use the mainstream media to destroy him because the people don't trust what the media says anymore. Does it sound familiar yet? The people trust Duterte because, unlike generations of politicians who came before him, he actually does what he says. Unlike Trump. His anti-globalist policies enrage the powers that be in the West, who have waged war against him through their propaganda channels in the media. But his policies have improved the lives of citizens of the Philippines who were suffering in a chaotic, lawless land under corrupt regimes for decades. Whose judgment should we trust? The global cabal or his own people? Now, if you know anything about George Soros, you know that he has pitted Germans against Jews for years, and that's how he got rich. Because he would then go into the person's house who was killed and rob them of all their assets and then sell it at an auction. Well, basically, that's exactly what he's doing in Las Vegas. I got wise to that, so they turned around and found a way to keep me out of Vegas. Put a warrant for an arrest that doesn't exist. For a crime that doesn't exist because I didn't commit it. So, now that you know that, did you know that he's a Jew himself? He's a Hungarian Jew that used to live in France. France kicked him out because he started too much trouble. He was trying to crash our economy. He's doing here what he was doing in France. France wants to kill him, and somehow our government doesn't even mention him. Our mainstream media doesn't even mention him. I want you to really think about that for a second. But basically, you know, Soros is a hedge fund billionaire who finances Democrats. Is this all making sense now? Does this all make sense? What's crazy about George Soros is that he's a globalist, liberalist Jew. It's crazy. He's a liberal globalist Jew. That is so, it's cringy to say the most. Back in 2015, naturalnews.com reported, this was November 6th of 2015, George Soros letter reveals globalist plan to destroy the first world by eliminating national borders with global migrant blitzkrieg invasions. Does this sound familiar yet? Because it was reported back then in 2015 and it's coming to surface now. You know, also Filipino President Duterte claims US billionaire George Soros is behind the hate campaign. It's against his drug campaign. But think about it. I just want to stop right there. Duterte claims U.S. billionaire George Soros is behind the hate campaign, period. Let's just stop it right there. Let's look at what's going on in El Paso and now Ohio tonight. And I mean, like, today, and I believe it was 2 days ago, there's just this whole string of quote-unquote mass shootings. It's all of a sudden, these are all jumping all over the map again. It was New Zealand before that. It was Las Vegas before that. It was the Texas church before that. I mean, dude, this just could just go on and on, but these are all George Soros funded tragedies. They're all fake tragedies, and they're meant to crash the economy and to help his pockets get fatter. How do his pockets get fatter? Well, that's simple. He funds stock market crashes. And what I mean is he does put option trading in a certain stock market and turns around and creates a tragedy to ensure that he gets paid out for that tragedy that he put option traded on, that he was betting against the house and saying that it was gonna happen. It's sick, dude. It's all of a sudden too. You know, the whole white guy with a gun narrative, it's sickening. It's eventually gonna catch up with them because, I mean, apparently eventually one of their patsies are going to squeal, and there's nothing they can do about that. They can try damage control all they want, but eventually one of their patsies is going to squeal to the right source, and it's going to become international news. You know, it's just crazy. There are so many complaints on the Twitter app. Like whenever you go to the Google Play Store and scroll down, there are several complaints about people suspended for hate speech when they all claim that they have not committed hate speech ever. And like, hate speech is a crime. Get out of here. Either your life was threatened and somebody really intended to do something about it, or it wasn't. To me, this all just seems so made up. It's just like Steven Crowder said, hate speech doesn't exist. But this is all their plan to divide and conquer. And as a matter of fact, I'm tired of being duped by fake news and saying things that I don't mean. I get duped by fake news and all of a sudden I hate Donald Trump. Now, either I'm saying things about Donald Trump for a reason, or I'm really completely duped by this fake news. I'd like to say that it's the fake news duping me, but there has been incidents where I said something about George Soros on Donald Trump's Facebook page, and I get reported for spam. So, what's the deal? Because they're saying that the owner of that Trump page, Donald Trump, whatever, on Facebook, was the one to remove it. And so, is this proof that Donald Trump is in cahoots with George Soros and we can finally get rid of Donald Trump because that's what everybody wants? Or is George Soros and them all sitting there and then reporting that, and then Facebook fraudulently reports that the owner of the page took it down? I'd love to believe Trump, and I'd love to believe my instincts. However, I'm not gonna claim either one until I know for a fact that Donald Trump does or does not support George Soros. He won't come out and say it because he knows that he'll get attacked, which is sad. It's sad that our president won't have a backbone enough to say something about George Soros. He won't do nothing about George Soros. He'll do stuff about Jeffrey Epstein. He'll do stuff about Hillary Clinton. Actually, he's not. He's not doing anything about all this crap, it seems. This is just the way it seems to me. Because if he was, she would not have immunity right now. Hillary Clinton would not have immunity. George Soros would not have free reign to do whatever right now. He'd probably have a bullet in his head if you ask me. But hey, what do I know? And whenever I say bullet in his head, that means treason. Are they just trying to find proof of treason? Because if so, I really hope that that comes to service. Anyhow, moving on. Rep. Ilhan Omar, who is an American representative from Somalia, from what I understand, who came here illegally by marrying her brother. How sick is that? Ilhan refuses to condemn terrorist groups and says that communities they came from should not be questioned nor judged by the actions that that person chose to take. I'm sorry, but whenever the Germans came and they decided that they were gonna do the Nazi thing, we looked at all Germans crazy. And that's just the brunt of the issue. They came from your community, and now we're asking you, why? Why did they come from your community and do this? What are you doing that caused that? You know, it's sickening. It really is, man. You know, how are you going to say that we have no right to question your communities? If you're a terrorist community, we have every right to come and kick your F and A, if you ask me. And anybody who's in the military, for the most part, who has a backbone, who has a spine, that is willing to fight the war for freedom. Which brings me on to another project that I wanted to bring up. Parasitic people. They lie about you trying to impress their friends. That's sad. George Soros is a gosh darn parasite. All these fake news people are gosh darn parasites. Ilhan is a parasite. Because they'll all lie about you and they'll lie about the situation in order to impress their friends. How sick is that?